Testing, test, yes. Good morning, everybody. Thank you that you guys have been praying for me during my ministry in Indonesia. I just arrived yesterday morning, and then everything is good, doing well. Praise the Lord. Well, let us pray before we read the Bible this morning. Father, thank you for giving us good opportunity that we can come in your house as a family. We come together and pray together. Now we want to hear your voice, your word that give us guidance, blessing, and direction so that we know how should we live as a disciple of Christ. Thank you, Father. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. After we finish the book of Acts, then I'm praying and thinking, how should I continue the message that I will share for SP, and then God gave me direction so that from today, I want to share about the cost of being disciple. From the book of Luke. So, I will start from Luke chapter 9. Luke chapter 9, verse 51. When the days were approaching for his ascension, he was determined to go to Jerusalem. And we continue read verse 58. And Jesus said to him, "The foxes have holes, and the birds of the air have nets, but the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head." And he said to another, "Follow me." But he said, "Lord, permit me first to go and bury my father." But he said to him, "Allow the dead to bury their own dead. But as for you, go and proclaim everywhere the kingdom of God." Another also said, "I will follow you, Lord, but first permit me to say goodbye to those at home." But Jesus said to him, "No one, after putting his hand to the floor and looking back, it's fit for the kingdom of God." Brothers and sisters, Luke chapter 9, verse 51, tell us this is the last journey of Jesus that he want to go to Jerusalem. The distance between Galilee and Jerusalem, if take a walk around 1 month, if you walk slowly. But if you walk fastly, maybe 2 weeks. But look at this structure. From Galilee to Jerusalem is around 1 month, take a walk. But look, write the story. For the last journey, he used 14 chapters. 14 chapters. And then for the beginning of the gospel, till the last journey, which is around 33 years of Jesus, Luke used 10 chapters. If we compare these two structures, that means Luke really put emphasis on the last journey. For the last journey, Luke used 14 chapters. And in the beginning, about prophesy of Jesus, Jesus' birth, and then he lived, he did miracle. Luke only used 10 chapters. Yeah? So, if we see this structure, then we can know that this last 14 chapter is very important. Now, how we see the importance of the last journey to Jerusalem? First of all, we need to remember that the first guy who received this gospel is a man called Theophilus. Yeah, a man called Theophilus. So, if I'm the writer, yeah, Theophilus is the first guy who received the letter. Now, all believer is the third person who read this letter. Yeah. So to understand the message of Luke, we need to know who is the first writer. The first writer, the Bible called Theophilus. Theophilus. And then, what is his background? Theophilus. Let us open Luke chapter 1. Inasmuch as many have undertaken to compile on account to the things accomplished among us, just as they handed down to us by those whom from the beginning every witnesses and servant of the Lord, it seemed fitting me, as well having investigated everything carefully from the beginning, to write it out for you in constructive order, most excellent Theophilus. Most excellent Theophilus. So Luke write this gospel to a person who called most excellent Theophilus. We can understand that Theophilus is a person who have high rank in government officer. So Luke call him most excellent Theophilus. Yeah. Now, as introduction, I will let you know from Luke chapter 9 to the end of the gospel, there are two main messages. Number one, the message of the cause of disciple, and the second one is the message of the cross. Luke is trying to let Theophilus know the cause of being Jesus' disciple. At the same time, Luke is trying to let Theophilus know Jesus who was died and rise at the third day and then go to the heaven. It is very important for Luke to let the Theophilus know, because Luke wants Theophilus to believe Jesus. But as we know that believe Jesus is one time in our life. But after that, we must live as a disciple. Being a disciple of Christ is the whole life. With his position as the most excellent in the government official, it is not easy for Theophilus to believe Jesus. Why I said like this? Because Theophilus has another boss, which is we call Caesar. Usually, in the time of Jesus, Caesar is the person who want everybody worship him as the God. Now Theophilus want to believe Jesus Christ as the Lord. That means Theophilus only follow Jesus, not follow the Caesar. With this kind of position, it's difficult for him become a disciple of Christ. Because of this situation, Luke wants Theophilus to know the cause of being Jesus' disciple. If we see in the introduction, we can see how Luke write this message to Theophilus. Now we continue to read chapter 1, verse 5. In the days of Herod, king of Judea, there was a prince named Zacharias of division of Abijah, and he had a wife from the daughter of Aaron, and her name was Elizabeth. They were both righteous in the sight of God, walking blamelessly in all the commandment and requirement of the Lord. But they had no child, because Elizabeth was barren, and they were both advanced in year. You see how he wrote. In the days of Herod, king of Judea, there was a prince named Zacharias. It is not easy to live in the day of Herod, because Herod is a crazy king. He can kill everybody according to his will. And then the Bible said, this couple, both righteous in the sight of God. Even the situation is very bad, but this couple, they walk in the sight of God. And the Bible said, they walk in the righteousness of God. Now, people usually, okay, God, the situation is very bad. I follow you faithfully and give me blessing. But the Bible said, even they live in the righteousness of the God, in the very bad situation, they have not children. They have no children. Children is a sign of blessing. They don't get it, but they still follow Jesus. So this is very simple meaning that Luke warned Theophilus, no, if you want to follow Jesus, there is a cost that you need to pay. That's why Luke give more attention for Theophilus to understand the cost of being disciple. Now, very interesting, if we see chapter 9, we go back to chapter 9. In chapter 9, after Jesus feeding for 5,000 people, people now want to bring Jesus as the king, because they have understanding Jesus can feed many 5,000 people with 5 bread and 2 fish. This is a useful king. If I follow him, then I will not hungry, because I can get bread from Jesus. But at the same time, Jesus let them know the cost of follow Jesus. Brothers and sisters, it is very important for us as a believer today, we need to know why we follow Jesus. Why we follow Jesus. That's why for his close friend, Luke write this message to him, to Theophilus. Now you want to follow me, to follow Jesus, then there is a cost that you need to pay off. Few months ago, I read a message from newspaper that every official in China, especially who came from Communist Party, they cannot hold one religion. Now, if he choose to be a government official, that means they cannot declare what is their religion. Religions mean Christian including. That means a government official cannot let people know what is their religion. Same in the time of this situation. Theophilus want to follow Jesus, and now look, open the secret, open the requirement, open everything, so that Theophilus know what is the price of being Jesus' disciple. Now we see the requirement that Jesus told to the disciple. The Son of Man did not come. I ate from 58. And Jesus said to him, the foxes have hole, and the bird have the air have nets, but the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head. Nowhere to lay his head. Brothers and sisters, I just finished 9-day ministry, and then I was teaching and preaching for 8 days. And then 3 days, I was preaching and teaching every day for 8 hours. 8 hours, I have a seminary class, a doctoral class. I teach pastoral care and global issue. And then Sunday, I need to preach for 3 times. And then plus, like, discussion with board of deacon. So, every day, I need to teach. And then I was sleep in a good room for 6 days. And then another 2 nights, I just sleep at Cathay Pacific. Yeah, even I just sleep on the chair, but I still have a place to put my head. Now imagine, Jesus said, I have no place to put my head. That, what does this mean? PSAM remind us, this place called the cross. The cross is the place where Jesus cannot put his head. So Jesus want to tell everybody, if you want to follow me, then the price is the cross. The cross. And then I try to understand, what does the cross mean? The cross mean is a place where the glory and then the suffering come together. The glory and the suffering come together. It is the cross. So when we follow Jesus, then we need to walk in the cross. When we walk in the cross, then we walk in the two road together. The glory and then the suffering come together. That's why when I meditate this requirement, that I can say that do not expect to follow Jesus is always abundant material. Of course, when we follow Jesus, there is a blessing. But the blessing is not always material. You know, when I was very tired, we drive from Balikpapan to Samarinda. It is 3-hour drive after 3-hour flight. In the midst of the journey, Kadia sent message to me, Papa, this is my Chinese language result. Then I see the result is 299 per 300. 299 per 300, that means miss 1 point become 300 per 300. Then I said, thanks God, this is the blessing that you give it to me. Even I'm very tired, yeah, but you bless me with this kind of the result. Brothers and sisters, this is a blessing. Yeah, this is a blessing. And this is the cross. The cross is a way where the glory and the suffering come together. So, Luke want Theophilus know, this is the requirement. You will walk in the glory and the suffering when you follow me. That's number one. Number two, yeah. Number two, I understand this. Jesus said to him, and then Jesus said to another, follow me. But he said, Lord, permit me first to go and bury my father. And he said to him, allow the dead bury their own dead. It is a parable. We cannot understand a dead bury his own dead. Some people said a spiritual dead guy bury a physical dead people. Yeah. But another said, bury his own dead is a good thing. But when you follow Jesus, there are another good thing. not only for your family, there are another good thing. It is for God. But I understand, my understanding, when you serve God, and then at the same time, you need to serve your family. Serve God and serve family is one packet, walk together. So what does it mean? Jesus always want to say, of course, when you serve God and serve your family at the same time, but the first priority still to God. When you have the first priority, then everything easy for you to settle. So, Luke want Theophilus know, what is your first priority in your life? Brothers and sisters, it is not for debate this morning when we put the first priority, because the Bible always tell us, what is your first priority? When we put God in the first priority in our life, then God will settle everything. Yeah, we serve our family like we serve our God. We serve ministry in the church also, same like we serve God. We serve God in the marketplace also is a ministry for us. So we put God, and then the result, we can arrange everything. This is the second point. The third point, Jesus said, but Jesus said to him, no one after putting his hand to the floor and looking back, it is fit for the kingdom of God. Putting his hand to the floor is mean to put the seat on the soil. Yeah. So I understand when we follow Jesus, when we serve Jesus, like we planting a seed. When we planting a seed, it takes time. When the seed grow, become small plant, and then after that become big plant, and then give fruit. Yeah. Brothers and sisters, I visit Samarinda in Borneo, and then I met my youth after 22 years. After 22 years, and I met them, and then now I see my disciple become board of deacon member after 22 years. After 22 years. And then I met another spin sister in that city. She was an unbeliever, and then she believed Jesus. And then today, she can serve in Christian kindergarten school in Samarinda. Brothers and sisters, it takes year and year, year and year to see this seed growing up. And then, how about material blessing? Remember 22 years ago when we hang out, we just use motorcycle and then go to the corner of the city to find cheap food. Cheap food is nasi goreng. Yeah? With few dollar we can buy nasi goreng. But this week, for the food, they always told me, Pastor Slamet, which food you want to have? Yeah, no worry about the money. And then I didn't use motorcycle to go to anywhere. But that's luxury car, like Toyota, and then Lexus, and then even BMW come to pick me to enjoy everything. And then my room at that city is bigger than my apartment. Only one person, my room is bigger than. Oh, brothers and sisters, it takes 22 years. 22 years. And then one of the deacon, I know, 22 years ago, he has nothing. But after he followed Jesus, and then he served Jesus, he has a lot of money. And then he, the one who paid my ticket for this ministry. 22 years. Always a blessing. But the problem is, do you want to carry the cross? Because the cross is combination between glory and blessing. And then the last point. Following Jesus needs focus. Do not looking back. Because if we look ahead and behind, then our faith will fall. Remember when Peter walking on the water? Just see Jesus. Not looking back, not looking right or left. Just see Jesus. That's what Luke 1 Theophilus know. At the same time, the same message also for us this morning. This is the first requirement. Next time we can see another requirement. Every requirement bless us because full of a good teaching. Binet will lead us in worship this morning. Let us use few seconds to revise our motivation in follow Jesus. What is our motivation? Why we follow him? How we see the cross? The cross is the symbol of glory. At the same time, it's a symbol of suffering. If we want to follow Jesus, then we need to carry the cross. Glory and suffering make our life become beauty. You cannot get glory if you reject the suffering. If only suffering, then no one can hold the cross. The cross always glory and suffering. May God give us understanding for this message and help us to digest this message and we become faithful disciples.
Until the very end, I love.
I will worship you until the very end. Of course, at the same time, I follow you until the day of my life and in this world. Let us spend our time this morning. We pray for our brothers and sisters who has cancer and doing chemo, radiation therapy and surgery. Let's pray together. We pray for brothers and sisters. We pray that in the midst of their suffering because of many physical weakness, we pray also for their salvation. We ask God to open their heart. Let's pray together. We continue pray for our brothers and sisters. We ask God touch their body, especially brothers and sisters. This morning we need to pray for Kelvin Koo. He has multiple nodes and possible tumor in liver, and then we pray that God will touch his body. This morning, PSAM visit him, and then we pray for PSAM that God give him anointing so that by his praying, our praying, there is no tumor in Kelvin Koo's body. Let's pray together. Tidak ada tumor di hatinya. Tuhan kau tolong. Terima kasih Bapa. Terima kasih Bapa. Masih minta Tuhan. Jangan menghidupku Bapa. Terima kasih. Segera dadadadada. Oh Bapa Tuhan kau tolong. Terima kasih Bapa. Segera dadadadada. kasih Bapa. We put brothers and sisters who are looking for new job. We pray that God will give the best for them. Tuhan, Kau tolong sosok kami yang sedang mencari pekerjaan. Kiwon dan kawan-kawan yang lain Bapa, Tuhan berikan yang terbaik untuk mereka Bapa. Terima kasih Bapa, terima kasih. Terima kasih Bapa. Dalam nama Tuhan Yesus kami berdoa. Amin. Let's continue our prayer focus. This morning, we pray for Japan. We put Pastor Sophia in God's hand. We also pray for SP New York, Cambodia, we put this mission field into God's hand, and we believe that God will doing something greater than our petition. We pray that everybody who support this ministry can do the best for God. Let's pray together. We pray for Mission Council, Pastor Ricky and friend. We pray that Mission Council always lead our church, become a mission church. Let's pray together. We also pray for local outreach ministry. Agape will start next week. Homie, SP Light, Freedom, Bridge, and Recreation. Let's pray together. And then we pray for Friday evening gathering, SPU, IP, and EG. We pray that every fellowship ministry that run tonight, run in the name of Jesus. Let's pray together. Bapa, berkatilah setiap kegiatan pada malam hari ini, Bapa. SPU, IG, dan EG, Bapa. Supaya Tuhan pimpin dan berkati khususnya untuk SPU, Bapa. Father, thank you for this morning. Before we close our prayer fellowship this morning, we also put all preachers who preach on Sunday. We pray that you will anoint them and then give them authority to preach the word for the people. And then our church really become a discipleship church. Thank you, Father. We put our life into your hand, and then please let us walk with you, Father, walk through the glory and the suffering to carry our cross till the end of our life. Thank you, Father. We pray all in Jesus' name. Amen.